Okay.
Okay, today we are looking at the book of Joshua.
今天我们来看约书亚记。
Let me begin by giving you, what to prepare for next week.
我们先把这个星期的家庭作业讲一下。
Next week we will look at two books, Judges and Ruth.
下个星期我们来看两本书，就是四师记和路德记。
To prepare for that, please read Judges chapter 2 through 16.
所以这个周这星期的家庭作业就是阅读四师记2到16章。
And in those chapters, highlight the phrase "did what was evil."
用高光笔画出行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And then read the book of Ruth, just 4 chapters.
然后就把路德记读完，只有四章。
Now today we are looking at, Joshua.
今天我们要看约书亚记。
A little bit of background.
我们来看一下这个约书亚记的背景。
Joshua has been, Moses' assistant during the 40 years in the desert.
在这个旷野漂流的40年，约书亚是摩西的助手。
Acts chapter 17.
在那个 Acts, 使徒行传。
I'm sorry, Exodus chapter 17.
在出埃及记第17章。
He is with, Moses when they win the victory over the Amalekites.
所以和亚玛力人征战的时候，他们战击败亚玛力人的时候，约书亚就在那里。
He is one of the two men who stood beside Moses and held his held up his arms.
所以呢 That's Joshua? I don't think he's the one who hold Moses, arm.
Wait. I'm sorry. Joshua was with him. He didn't hold the arms. I'm sorry. You're right.
He was a commander, right? 约书亚是跟亚玛力人征战的那个，当时候他是带领以色列军队去打仗的。
I'm still asleep this morning.
That's okay. We all
He is also with Moses at Mount Sinai.
所以摩西在西乃山的接受这个律法的时候，他也在那儿。
And he was one of the spies who went into Canaan.
他是那个十二个探子之一，去迦南地窥探的探子之一。
He and Caleb were the only two who brought back a good report.
他和加勒是十二个探子中唯一的两个，他们是有好消息报给大家。
So when Moses dies, Joshua is the one who is chosen to lead Israel into Canaan.
所以摩西死了以后，就是约书亚被拣选要带领以色列人进迦南地。
I will come back.To, that transition a little bit later.
我待会儿会讲他们中间的这个转换过程。
Now for the book of Joshua,
对约书亚记来讲
，It is the continuation of the story, from Exodus.
它是一个连续的，就是出埃及记之后的故事。
We can say that Joshua is part two of the story.
我们可以说是约书亚记是这个出埃及记的下半部分。后传
part one is to bring Israel out of Egypt.
所以第一部分呢是把以色列人从埃及地带出来。
Part two is to bring them into Canaan.
第二部分呢就是要把他们带进迦南地。
Bringing them out of bondage was the beginning of God's promise.
把他们从这个受捆绑之地给释放带领出来是神的计划。
But that by itself was not enough.
但是只是把他们带出来是不够的。
God delivered them from bondage so that he could bring them into the promise.
神把他们从这个从这个被束缚就是被捆绑的之地带出那个境况带出来是让他们能够进到这个丰盛的应许之地。
And so the book of Joshua is completing the promise.
所以呢约书亚记是成就了神的应许。
God had said to Abraham, I'm going to give you this land.
神对亚伯拉罕说我要把这地赐给你。
And now hundreds of years later, that promise is fulfilled.
所以呢在几百年之后呢这个应许终于成就了。
One of the things that Joshua shows us is that God's promises sometimes are slow.
约书亚记向我们展现的时候，有的时候神的应许好像成就的挺慢的。
We expect God to work very quickly.
我们都期待神能够很快的，就是成就他的应许。
But sometimes He works more slowly than we expect.
然后，但是有的时候神成就他的，工作应许比我们所期待的好像要缓慢。
And that is true in the book of Joshua.
所以在约书亚记里，这个是是就是这样的。
Now the book of Joshua is in two parts.
约书亚记分为两部分。
First is the conquest, the victory over Canaan.
第一部分是这个征服，就是战胜了这个迦南地，战胜了迦南地的敌人。
Chapters 1 through 12.
比如说第一到十二章。
And that is a period of about 7 years.
那个时长大概是七年。
And then is a period of settling the land.
然后再后边就是在这个土地上应许之地定居。
Chapters 13 through 24.
所以就是第13章到24章。
That's a period of about 18 years.
那个时期有18年。
And that is, as they have conquered the land and now they are settling into the land.
就是他们已经征服了那片土地，现在他们要在那个土地上定居。
So they cross the Jordan, that's the first, 5 chapters.
第头五章是讲他们过约旦河。
They take the land.
然后他们就征服了得到了这片土地。
Then they divide the land and they begin to serve God in the land.
然后他们就把这个 ,you mean divide the land between the tribes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, then I translate wrong. 然后他们就把这个在这个土地上把这个土地分给各个支派，然后就在那个土地上定居了。
That's the big outline of the book.
这个是这个本书的一个整体的一个概括总纲。
What I want to do is just look at a few pictures from this book.
所以呢，我们现在要就是想看其中的几个场景。
Starting with their conquest, they're coming into the land.
所以我们刚开始于就是他们当时征服这个土地。
Slide number 5 is a map of Canaan.
第五张图片呢是那个迦南地的这个一个地图。
And I want to start by asking you a question.
所以我想先问大家一个问题。
If you look at this map,
如果你去看这个地图的话，第五张。
Israel is coming from the south, moving up.
以色列是从南边下边的南边，然后往上开始移动。
But God has them go around the Dead Sea, up the eastern side of the Dead Sea, and then cross the river.
然后神是让他们 ，Can you explain that again? I'm sorry, I'm trying to say this. Going
yeah, okay.
to the south east
over. If you look down where it says at the very bottom of the map where the word Negev is.
我们看到了最下面有一个城市叫 Negev。南部 yeah.
That's where they had been.
他们原来是在那里。
Then, instead of just moving north through the land,
不是说直接的就往上走，往北边，往上走。
God had them go all the way around the Dead Sea to the other side of the Dead Sea.
神是让他们就是先绕到了这个死海的东边。
Come up to where that red line is.
然后到了那个，我们可以看到这个图的右下角有一个红色的线。
Cross the Jordan River.
然后呢，就是穿过了约旦河。
And then begin to conquer the land.
然后在那个时候，就是you mean, okay, that will be Jericho, where Jericho moves. 就是他就是说，大概他们就是从那个就是穿过那个约旦河到了耶利哥。
Now, if we were together in the class,
如果我们是大家在一起上课，在教室里，
I would ask you this question.
我就会问大家这个问题。
When they were down at the Negev,
当他们在南部的时候，
the easiest way to go into Canaan would have been to move straight up north.
然后 you mean Can you see that place again, Negev?
Negev, right at the bottom of the map.
I couldn't see this. Is that one? Okay. How do you spell that? I'm sorry.
N-E-G-E-B.
Yeah, I think that one, translated to south part in the, okay. 当他们在南部的时候呢，最简单的办法就是往上走，往北直接上去。
But instead of moving north, God had them go around the sea.
神不是让他们直接就是往上走，他们穿过那个约旦。You mean after they cross the Jordan? 神让他们先下来，等于说又往南部走，然后挪到了死海的东边。
If we were together in class, I would ask you, why did God have them go around the Dead Sea instead of going north?
我就会问大家，为什么神要让他们先就是穿过约旦河之后呢，先往下走，继续往南，然后到挪到死海的东边，而不是直接往上走，因为那个上边北部才是他们要征服的地方。
And I think if there would be two answers that you might give me.
也许你们会给我两个答案。
If there is someone in the class who had read a lot of military history,
如果有很多人你是喜欢读军事历史的话，
you would say there is a military reason for this.
你们就会跟我说这个是军事上的原因。
By following that red line, Israel divided Canaan into two parts.
就是说你跟着这个红线走，你就看到他的战略是以色列呢，把这个迦南地呢，其实把它分成了上下两部分。
And so for a military purpose, it is to divide their enemy.
所以呢，从军事上的原因来讲呢，他就是把他们的那个把对方呢，就是给分成两部分。
That is one reason I think that God did this.
我想那是神让他们这样做的原因之一。
The other reason I think is based on the book of Exodus.
我想另外一个原因是出于那个原因是在于出埃及记。
Try to imagine that you are Joshua.
你想象一下你是约书亚。
And for 40 years you've been the assistant to Moses.
比如说40年之久你都是摩西的助手。
No one has ever seen you in charge.
从来没有人看到你在指挥。
You are always number two.
你总是那个第二号人物。
And so maybe the people would be very hesitant to trust you.
所以呢，这个百姓可能就不太对你有信心，就是不太能够相信你的决定。
They would think, oh, Moses was a great leader.
他们会觉得，百姓会觉得说，哦，摩西才是那位伟大的领袖。
Joshua is just the man who follows and does his, little work.
约书亚就是跟着摩西，然后就是做点那个无足轻重的事情。
Usually when you see the president of a country travel.
所以你通常看到一个总统如果他出去出行的话，
There will be a helper, an assistant who carries his briefcase.
然后他总是有个助手，就是帮他拎箱子。
He always follows behind him.
然后总是在总统后边保持一定距离。
But you never think about that person as, oh, maybe they also are a great leader.
你从来可能不会想象跟在他后边那个助手说他也是一个伟大的领袖。
And so I think that God brought them across the Jordan.Because Joshua needed confirmation. He is the leader.
所以呢，神之所以让他们穿过约旦河，我觉得是约书亚他需要从就是这种肯定，就是让就是神要肯定，认为他就是那个神所指定的领袖。
By bringing them across the Jordan, he does two things.
带领这个百姓过了约旦河，他做了两件事。
First of all, remember that when Israel left Egypt, God divided the water of the Red Sea.
记不记得当以色列人出埃及记的时候，神分红海，让他们从红海经过。
Now in Joshua,
但是在约书亚的这个时做领袖的这个时期
，God divides the water of the Jordan River.
神把约旦河给分开了。
That is a way of showing Israel, I am doing the same thing for Joshua that I did for Moses.
这就是向以色列神向以色列人展示说，我为约书亚做同样的，我为摩西所行过的事。
It's an important confirmation. This is my leader.
这是一个很重要的一个，就像好像一个肯定的一个仪式，告诉百姓说，这就是我所拣选的领袖。
The people of Israel were able to see God has blessed Joshua the same way he blessed Moses.
所以百姓可以看到说神就是就像他当年怎么样祝福摩西，他现在也怎么样祝福约书亚。
But there was one other person who needed confirmation.
还有另外一个人他也需要这种肯定。
Again, if we were in class together,
如果我们大家在一起的话，
I would ask you, who else was uncertain about Joshua as a leader?
还有谁就是不太确定约书亚是领袖呢？
And since we're not together, I can't wait for the answer.
所以因为我们大家不在一起，所以我不能等你们回答我。
But I hope you have already thought about it.
我希望你们已经想到这个人了，约书亚。
The other person who had many doubts about Joshua as a leader.
还有很就是有另外这个很怀疑约书亚能不能成为领袖的人士。
Would be Joshua.
就是约书亚。
He knows for 40 years I have followed Moses.
他知道说40年之久我一直跟着摩西。
And I think he would be afraid.
我想他有点害怕。
What if I am not as good a leader as Moses?
如果我不是像摩西那样好的一位领袖呢？
What if the people will not follow me?
如果百姓不听从我呢？
And so God does something very special.
所以神为他做了一件很特别的事。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Moses, Joshua is outside of Jericho.
约书亚在耶利哥之外 ，Jericho or Giga?
Joshua is outside of Jericho.
I don't think it's Jericho. It's a Giga. You know, it's another city's name. Sorry.
Chapter 5, verse 13.
Yeah, 在 Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I think it's because I say the Chinese another. 约书亚在耶利哥城外的时候。
And he meets commander of the Lord's army.
他碰到了一个人是耶和华军队的元帅。
And in verse 15,
在十五节说
，he says, this commander says,
这个元帅说
，take off your sandals,
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
The place you are standing is holy.
因为你所站的地方是圣的。
And if you have read through Exodus, you remember those same words are used back in Exodus chapter 3.
如果你读还记得这个出埃及记第三章，神对摩西说了同样的话。
When God said to Moses,
当神对
take off your sandals,
神对摩西说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
You are standing on holy ground.
你所在的地方是圣的。
I think this is God's way to say to Joshua, you are my servant, chosen for me, just like Moses was chosen.
我想这是神对约书亚说，你是我的仆人，就是为我所，是被我所拣选的，就像我当时拣选摩西。
Now, there are two big themes that I want you to see in the book of, Joshua.
约书亚有两个主题，我想让大家来看一下。
And the first one is that God is a faithful God.
第一点呢是神是信实的神。
I want you to see this in two places.
我想让你从两处来看这个。
The first one.
第一个。
Is the story of the Battle of Jericho.
第一个是耶利哥城的这个耶利哥城的故事。
It gives us a picture of how God is going to be faithful to the people of Israel.
他给我们一个图像，就是告诉我们神是如何，就是保持他对以色列人的承诺，对以色列对。
The second thing that we're going to look at is that God requires His people to be faithful.
第二点呢是，就是神对以色列人就是。持守诺言，神也同时神也要求以色列人对忠于神。
And when we are faithful,
当我们对神忠心的时候，神会祝福他的百姓。
The book, the story of Jericho shows both of these.
所以耶利哥城的故事就显示了这两方面。
First, let's see God's faithfulness.
第一，让我们来看神的这个神的信实。
Again, I wish we were together so I could ask you this question.
如果我很希望我们大家能在一起，这样我就可以问你们问题。
In ancient battles,
在古代的打仗的时候
，if you have a city that has walls around it,
如果你有这个攻打了一个城市呢，它有城墙。
And you are attacking the city.
你在攻打这个城。
How can you attack the city? How can you defeat the city?
你怎么样攻取这个城呢
？There are no airplanes.
那时候没有飞机。
There are no big bombs.
没有炸弹。
And so if you go back through and you read history, you'll find that there were five ways to attack a city.
所以你去读历史，你去发现那个时候有五种方法来攻打城市。
You could send soldiers to climb over the wall.
你可以让这个士兵能够就是爬到这个城墙上。
You could dig under the wall.
或者是在那个城墙下边挖那个挖地道，挖通道。
You could find a weak spot in the wall and break through the wall.
或者是找到这个城墙的这个一个薄弱的地方，然后从那里把它进攻，从那里攻破。
You could send a decoy into the city.
或者是送一小部分先头部队悄悄地送到城里边。
That is the story of the Trojan horse, when they send the horse into the city with soldiers inside.
这个就是那个木马，就是那个就是那个哎，就是那个攻打那个木马的那个城市，他就是把一个木马里边带了一些士兵进到那个城里，把那个城给攻下来了。
And the fifth way.
第五种方式。
Was to surround the city,
就是把那个城给围起来。
Have a siege and try to starve the city.
就是有一个攻击，就是把那个城里的人都慢慢饿死。
Those are the only five ways to attack a city in the ancient world.
所以在那个古代的时候呢，那时候攻打城市只有这五种方式。
But at Jericho,
但是在耶利哥的时候。攻打耶利哥的时候，神做了用了一种不同的方式。
He said, "This is what I want you to do."
神说：“这是我让你们要做的。”
Every day, march around the city.
你每一天呢，你们就把城绕城一次。
On the seventh day, march around seven times.
在第七天的时候呢，绕城七次。
And then blow your trumpets really loud.
然后就大声的吹角。
And when you do that, and the people shout, the walls will fall down.
然后吹角的时候呢，百姓就大声呼喊，这时候城墙就会倒。
Now that is a very strange way to fight a battle.
那个是一个很奇怪的去攻取一个城市的方式。
And this is why I think God had them do that.
我觉得原因是神让他们这样做，原因在于
，If Israel fights that way.
如果以色列是按这种方式去攻取这个城，耶利哥城
，Everyone will know it is God who did it.
每个人都会知道这是神做的
，Because Israel did nothing.
因为以色列人什么都没做。
No one is going to think, "Wow, those trumpet players were really good."
没有人会说，哎呀，那些吹角的人真棒啊。
Everyone will know this was God.
每个人都知道这是神做的。
And God wanted Israel to know, I am your God.
神想要让以色列人知道说我是你的神。
I am the one who is giving you victory.
我是那位给你这个胜利的神。
We see another picture of this in chapter 10.
我们在第十章也看到同样的这个图像。
Last week, I asked you for homework to read the first 10 chapters and highlight the word the Lord.
上个星期的我们家庭作业就是让你们读约书亚记的头十章，然后把耶和华神给用画出来。
And when you come to chapter 10,
当你到了第十章的时候
，it is the story of the battle where the sun stands still.
这个就是那个，就是太阳就是停在畸变的故事。
And just look at what it, how it tells the story.
你看一下它第十章是怎么讲这个描述这个故事的。
Verse 8.
第八节。
The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them. I have given them into your hand."
耶和华对约书亚说，不要怕他们，因为我已将他们交在你手里。
Verse 10, the Lord threw them into a panic.
耶和华第十节，耶和华使他们在以色列人面前溃乱。
Verse 11, as they are running away, the Lord threw down hailstones from heaven.
第十一节，他们在以色列人面前逃跑，耶和华从天上降下大冰雹在他们身上。
Verse 12, the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel.
当耶和十二节，当耶和华将亚摩利人交付以色列人的日子。
Verse 14, the Lord fought for Israel.
第十四节，耶和华为以色列征战。
The whole story is saying God is the one who did this.
所以整个故事在告诉你说，整个描述告诉你说，神是那位在征战的神。
One of the big messages of Joshua.
所以约书亚记一个很重要的、很大的信息就是
，is that God is a faithful God.
神是那位信，神是信实的。
And He wants to receive glory as our God.
他想要作为我们的神，得到他所应得的荣耀。
If you go back to chapter 2,
如果我们再回到约书亚记第二章，
when the spies come to the house of Rahab,
当探子来到那个拉哈的家里的时候，
verse 9, she says, I know that the Lord has given you this land.
第九节，这个拉哈就说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们。
The fear of you has fallen upon us.
并且因你们的缘故，我们都惊惶了。
We have heard what God, the Lord did for you.
我们都听到了神为你们所做的。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
When we heard it, our hearts melted.
我们一听见这些事，心就消化了。
For the Lord your God, He is God in the heavens and on the earth.
耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神。
Already, the Canaanites had heard about God.
所以迦南人已经听到了关于耶和华的神的名声。
And God wanted to be honored by them as the true God.
神也想要作为真神被他们所尊荣。
One of the things that we should remember when we hear the terrible, when we read the terrible stories of Israel.God telling Israel to destroy everyone.
当我们读到这个觉得很可怕的这个信息，就是这个里边的描述，就是神吩咐以色列人要，就是要毁灭这个城里所有的一切的时候。
Sometimes people say, "Oh, that was isn't fair."
有时候人就会说这个太不公平了。
They didn't know who God was.
他们不知道神是谁。
And now they're destroyed.
现在他们就都被毁坏了。都被毁灭了。
Joshua 2 tells us they did know who God was.
但是约书亚记第二章告诉我们说，他们的确是知道耶和华神是谁的。
They knew His power.
他们知道神的大能。
But instead of saying to Israel,
而他们不是说对以色列人说
，We will leave our gods and worship the true God.
我们会放弃离弃我们的神，而来现在来敬拜这位真神。
They trusted their God against Israel's God.
他们就是信靠他们的神来跟以色列跟这位真神作对。
And God could not allow their gods to win the victory.
神不能允许说他们的神来赢得这一场征战。
The first big message of the book of Joshua is God's faithfulness.
约书亚记的头一部分一个很大的很重要的信息就是神是信实的。
But the second big message,
第二个很重要很大的信息就是
is that he calls his people to be faithful.
他也呼召他的百姓要忠心要信实。
And when we are faithful, he blesses his people.
当我们忠心的时候神祝福他的百姓。
Joshua 2.
约书亚记第二章。
Rahab, who is a Canaanite, is brought into God's family because she trusts God.
拉哈作为一个迦南地的人，但是他因为相信神，他就成为神家里的一员。
She will, when we come to the New Testament,
当我们看到
again,
当新约的时候，我们又会看到他的名字。
She is a hero because she trusts God.
因为他信靠神，所以他成了英雄。
Chapter 4 gives us another example.
第四章给了我们另外一个例子。
They crossed the Jordan River.
他们过了约旦河。
And God tells them, bring 12 stones from the middle of the river and put them as a monument on the bank of the river.
神吩咐他们从约旦河中取12块石头，然后放在这个约旦河旁边作为纪念。
So that later generations will see this monument and know, when you obeyed me, I was faithful to you.
所以呢，以后的要来的世代看到这个纪念碑，这些石头做的纪念碑，就会记住说，当你们遵守我的话，遵行我的话的时候，我神就是信实的。
Chapter 6, we've already seen, when Israel is faithful to God, God gives them victory over Jericho.
所以呢，第六章我们也看到，当以色列人对神忠心的时候，遵从的时候，神就给他们胜利。
The book of Joshua is teaching Israel, if you will obey me, I will bless you.
所以约书亚记在教导以色列人，如果你们听从我的话，我就会祝福你，我就会祝福你们。
But this book is also teaching them that if you disobey me, I will judge you.
所以这本书也教导呢，就是说如果你不遵从我的话，我会审判你。
Right after the great victory at Jericho.
就是在刚刚一个很大的在这个耶利哥的一个胜利之后。
They go to fight a battle at the little village of Ai.
他们就是去攻打一个小城艾城。
Jericho is a big city with walls.
耶利哥呢是一个周围有坚固城墙的一个大城。
Ai is a smaller village.
但是呢，这个艾城呢是一个小小的一个村庄。
They don't even feel like they need to send the whole army.
他们甚至不觉得他们需要带整个以色列的百姓过去攻打那个城。
But Israel is defeated by this little village.
但是以色列人呢，却是被这个小城的人所击败。
Why?
为什么？
Because Achan had disobeyed God.
因为亚干就是不遵从神的命令。
And it brought God's judgment.
这个招致了神的审判。
The book of Joshua is preparing Israel for their later history.
所以约书亚记是在预备以色列人为了他们将来的日子。
Is saying to Israel, if you obey me, if you are faithful to me, I will bless you.
所以呢，就是约书亚记在教导他们，如果你听从我的话，你对我忠心，我会祝福你。
If you do not obey me, if you are not faithful, it will bring judgment.
如果你不遵从我，你对我不忠心，这样会招致审判。
One more picture of this faithfulness.
再一个关于这个神的信实的一个例子。
Joshua chapter 8.
第八章。
The PowerPoint slide number 8, I have given you a picture.
在我们的那个图片幻灯片的第八个幻灯片。
This is the ceremony that we saw back in Deuteronomy.
所以我们看到在就这个就是在生命记里边所描述的这个典礼这个仪式。
When Israel came into Canaan,
当以色列人到了迦南地之后
they gathered the tribes on these two mountains.
他们把所有的支派呢聚集起来把它们放在这两个山上分开放两个山上。
Joshua and the priest read the law.
约书亚和这个祭司就大声地念这个律法。
And as he read it, the people would say, Amen.
当他们念这个律法的时候，百姓就大声说 Amen.
This is true.
这个是真实的。
On one mountain were the blessings.
在一个山上是祝福。
If you obey God, God will bless you, and they would say, "Amen."
如果你顺服神，神就会祝福你们，祝福你们。
On the other mountain,
百姓说阿门。在另外一个山上
，the curses
就是那个咒诅。
If you do not obey, God will curse you.
如果你不顺从，不听从，神就会咒诅。
And through this, God showed them.
通过这个仪式。神向他们显示这个信息。
Let me point to one more person in the book of Joshua who shows us this faithfulness.
在我约书亚记里面的另外一个人物，他展现了这个信实和忠心。
Joshua chapter 14.
在约书亚记第十四章。
There had been two spies who were faithful back. 40 years before,
四十年之前有两个探子，他们是忠心的。
Joshua,
约书亚和加勒。
In Joshua chapter 14,
在约书亚记第十四章
，Caleb comes to Joshua.
加勒来见约书亚。
And he says, "Remember 40 years ago."
记得四十年。
Now it's 45 years ago.
他说记得四十年。以前现在是四十五年
I was faithful,
我是忠心的
and Moses promised that when we came into the land I would receive an inheritance
摩西就是应许当我们到了应许之地的时候我会得到这个应许之地
verse 10 he says I am 85 years old
第十节说现在我八十五岁了
I am still as strong as I was when I was 40.
我还是强壮，像我四十岁那样的时候那么强壮。
So give me this land, and I will drive the people out.
所以求你把这三地应许，耶和华应许的三地给我，我要把那里的人赶出去。
Verse 13, Joshua gave him the land.
所以呢，约书亚就给了他那块地。
And verse 14.
第十四节。
He received the land because he wholly followed the Lord.
他得到了那片产业是因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。
That word whole means his whole heart was obedient to God.
专心就意味着说他的整个心都是跟从耶和华。
He had no hesitation in trusting God.
他在要信靠神、相信神的时候没有丝毫的犹豫。
And because he trusted God, God blessed him.
因为他信靠神，神就祝福他。
This will become very important when we come to the book of Judges.
当我们到了士师记的时候，这一点就很重要。
Because God is looking for people who trust him completely.
因为神在寻找那些完全信靠他的人。
And when he finds those people, he blesses them.
当他找到这些人的时候，他会祝福他们。
For us today, the book of Joshua shows us two choices.
所以对我们今天的人，约书亚向我们展现了两种选择，两种道路。
We can follow God like Caleb did.
我们可以像加勒那样去跟从神。
With our whole heart.
就是专心的、全心的跟从神。
But there are many people who follow him half-heartedly.
但是也有很多人是半心半意的跟随神。
They want to serve God, but they also want to have their own ideas.
他们想要服侍神，但是他们也有自己的想法。
We will see in the book of Judges the trouble that comes from that.
我们在士师记里可以看到这样半心半意的所带来的后果和麻烦。
But Caleb shows us the blessing that comes when we serve God completely.
所以加勒向我们展示了如果你全心的跟随服侍神所带来的祝福。
Let me finish with the last part of Joshua.
让我们来看这个结尾的时候我们来讲约书亚记的这个最后的那一部分。
I want to compare quickly the ending of Deuteronomy and the ending of Joshua.
我想很快的来比较一下这个《生命记》的结尾和《约书亚记》的结尾。
Deuteronomy ends with a ceremony to renew the covenant.
所以生命记的结尾呢是以这个就是这个重申这个盟约的这个典礼这个仪式来结束的。
A ceremony to say to Israel, you must remember the covenant with God.
这个仪式就是说你就是对以色列人说你必须要记住你和神之间的约。
The book of Joshua ends with a ceremony.
在约书亚记的最后呢它也结束于一个仪式。
Joshua says to Israel, choose who you will serve.
约书亚对以色列百姓说你要选你们要侍奉哪个神。
Either serve the Lord or serve the false God.
你们或者是侍奉耶和华神或者是侍奉这些假神。
For me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
但是对我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And the people say, we will serve God.
然后百姓说，我们要侍奉耶和华。
They have a ceremony to renew the covenant.
所以他们就有一个仪式，有个典礼来重新续约。
But there's one more thing I want you to see that at the end of Joshua.
但是还有另外一件事我想让你看这个约书亚记在最后说。
That I think prepares us for the trouble in the book of Judges.
我想这个大概就是预备了我们要预备我们看到了在四世纪里所出现的这些麻烦。
At the end of Deuteronomy.
在生命记结尾的时候。
Moses prepares Joshua to become the leader.
摩西就是预备了约书亚作为以色列人的领袖。
At the end of Joshua,
但是在约书亚记结尾的时候
there is no preparation for the next leader.
他没有说你没有看到说为下一个续任的领导人所做的准备。
God's plan seems to be
神的计划好像就是
that when he chooses a leader,
当他拣选了一个领袖的时候
then there be preparation for the next leader.
他也会有一个预备的时期就是要预备好下一个领袖。
Moses does that.
摩西这样做了。
Joshua does not.
但是约书亚却没有这样做。
Joshua was a great leader.
约书亚是一位伟大的领袖。
But I think his greatest failure was when he did not prepare for the next generation.
但是我觉得他最大的一个失败就是说他没有为下一代预备一位领袖。
And when we come to the book of Judges, we see the trouble that comes because of that.
我们到四世纪我们就可以看到因为这种失败所带来的后果这种麻烦。
But the book of Joshua shows us God's faithfulness.
但是约书亚记向我们展示了神的信实。
And it calls us to be faithful.
他也呼召我们要对神忠心。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, I thank you that you are a faithful God.
神啊，我们真的是感谢你是这样信实的一位神。
You choose us and then you are faithful to us.
你拣选我们你也真的是对我们信实。
But you call us to be faithful.
你也呼召我们要对你忠心对你信实。
Help us to be like Caleb.
帮助我们能够像加勒。
People who serve you with our whole heart.
就是让像那样专心的来服侍你。
So that we can receive your blessing.
所以我们就可以接受你的祝福。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.